Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Boogie check.
And a fine tone it is, too. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. Tis I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? If so, then stop what you're doing and call 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200 on the Boogie Check of Life. What did I just say? The Boogie Check of Life. What does that mean? Pretty simple. Anything, and I mean anything, that happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check. But I'm not going to put it there. That's your job. 312-981-7200. You see, that's the way it works. Now, you know that Bob Surratt works the morning show here at WGN and does a great job, my dad. And between 5 and 5:30 every morning, he pauses to take the first call and give that person a prize. So I've ripped him off, and we'll do that right now. So the first caller at 312-981-7200 will win a prize. 312-981-7200. I'm just waiting to give somebody something. Oh, wait a minute. A name is being typed on line one. It's coming to me. Hold on, everybody. I think we have a winner. Oh, we don't. All right, then. Getting messages from the control room. You know how those news people, they have a little earbud and they go, excuse me, wait. What are we saying? Oh, well, I'm just getting this from the newsroom. Gordon, hello. Gordon?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, my God. What do you do for a living?
I'm retired.
You've got great pipes.
Well, I've been told that, but you know better than I. It takes more than pipes to be in the business.
That's debatable.
That's a little bit of a wit and a sense of humor. I toyed with the idea of being a voice actor, and I'm not an actor.
I gotcha.
I mean, I knew some of the big guys. There were million-dollar-a-year guys 45 years ago. Sure, you know their names, and I think they're still around. Thank you.
Well, you are the first caller, so therefore you are a winner of a desktop weather station from American Weathermakers, heating and cooling the 60-Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Stay on the line there so that Tom can get all the vital information from you so we can get you your prize. 312-981-7200. That is the telephone number. Sherry!
Hey, how are you, John?
I'm good. What's happening?
I've been having withdrawal symptoms. All those hockey games. I think I was going to go nuts.
What do you mean?
Well, I have to listen to a hockey game instead of you.
Well, you better get used to it because April, I think is, and then if the Blackhawks get into the playoffs, then I think it will go.
Yeah, but three in a week, anyway.
Well, yeah, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, I dated somebody once, and he was trying to explain hockey to me with French fries and chicken nuggets, and the blue line and the red line confused the heck out of me, et cetera, et cetera. So I give me football, give me basketball. Anyway.
He tried to teach you hockey with a French fries and what?
Well, we're watching at a sports bar, right?
Yeah.
And I said, I don't get why he's got to go the other way. He goes, you know, something about the red line and the blue line, and I have to cross back and forth, and I'm going, this is nuts. Anyway, so I just gave up, and I probably had a couple beers by then, so it was easy to give up trying to concentrate. You said your anniversary is in October, so how many years have you been in your current seat?
Well, I have to check, But I think it's like, if it is now or any time around now, it's one year.
It is one. Okay, so yeah. I don't feel so bad about not knowing that you were at WGN and
no.
I discovered you, like, I think it was 6 or 8 weeks ago.
And, oh, really? Well, that's good news.
Yeah, I told you that. You've been telling people when I first called, the first time I called. I think you had that doctor on who I met.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, we've been telling people.
I appreciate that. That's great.
No problem. But what I want to know, the big secret, you know, like I know you mentioned you read all the Harry Potter books, and I started reading when I saw this guy on the train, older, reading it in his briefcase. Like it was a, kid's book, and somebody would make fun of him. I mean, suit and tie and everything back when we wore those things. But anyway, you know, like they always say, he who shall not be named.
Yes.
All right. What is it when you try to talk about your past life? Is that like a rule you can't talk about?
No. That's something specific to Harry Potter.
I know that, but, like, you never say WLS or W this or W that.
Well, no.
Are you not allowed?
Well, why? First of all, why would I? You know, I mean, if it were appropriate, I guess I would, but...
Okay, here's a very good reason. You ready?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
You are a very popular DJ.
Yeah, that's what I'm told.
You're making people guess as to what podunk town you might have came from, which you never did. So why don't you just lay out your expansive resume and not make us feel guilty about asking, do you ever talk to Fred Winston anymore?
I haven't talked to him in a while.
How about little Tommy?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Tommy's been on this show.
Oh, he has?
Yeah.
In like one of your interviews?
He did. He played some old animal story tapes.
Oh, because that's how David found me. He goes, I was sitting in Taco Bell in the drive-thru, and they had animal stories. I go, you're kidding me. And so I assumed it was like they were replaying all the old records. Mm-hmm. I remember I got one for my dad and our old neighborhood and all the neighbors. They were all into that animal story.
Oh, you know it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I missed the howling. You need to get that on there.
I could. There's a copyright issue. I'm serious.
Oh, rats. Well, can you howl? Here's your pipes.
Can I howl?
Just get a bunch of neighborhood kids at Halloween and say, I have to tape this for my show. Can you all howl like wolves?
Who knows, Sherry? Thanks for calling.
I'll try. You take care.
You too.
I missed you last week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 312-981-7200. Larry.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, we're just listening to the show, and we want to tell you that we listen to hockey a lot.
Yeah, of course.
We listen to every Hawks game.
Yeah.
And you in between is fantastic.
Well, thank you. No, I look forward to the Blackhawks. I think hockey's a fantastic for a sport, and I think WGN does a great job on the air giving you the play-by-play. I wish... When I was younger, I played football, but I'm sorry I didn't get into hockey because I think I'd love it.
Our grandkids all play hockey.
Yeah?
One of them's a senior in high school and probably will play hockey in college.
Where do they? What high school plays hockey? Probably a lot, huh?
All the western suburbs.
No kidding.
Play hockey. So he's been playing hockey since he's been six. So that's good. But we loved your beginning of the show. It was worth waiting to have you beginning the show with the fire again. I mean, you have to wait for it. Don't put up with it. Just insist on doing it. It's great.
Are you hearing this, Tom?
I mean, we were hearing just saying, this is great. John's doing this. This is great.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. What can I say? Thanks, man. That was very nice of you. Now I'm feeling a lot better, Larry, because other people might have, in the radio business, might have described it as a train wreck. But
Oh, good.
I mean, I say that. Now, hold on a second. That's just a term that's used. I'm not. I don't mean It was, but it's close to it.
Some people with some sort of knowledge.
Ah, come on now. Come on now.
No.
All right, Larry, thanks for calling. I do appreciate it. Let's get quickly to Uncle Kaz. Hey, Uncle Kaz, we got about a minute. What's going on?
Hey there, Johnny. I just wanted to know, you got your time off there and that. I wonder if you're going to go see the new James Bond flick.
Well, I'm going to talk to Dan Geyer from the Daily Herald in about, I don't know, 20 minutes or so. And
Go on.
No, go ahead.
I'm looking forward to it, you know. I want to hear more because I'm curious to know if they're going to, like, kill off James Bond, you know, because there's, like, this woman in there.
No.
I think she's called 007. I think maybe they're just running out of numbers and they're just going to go, well, you know, we'll just...